Well, mate, it's obviously a tough day in the field to start with. It was a long old day.
Yeah, it was a long old day. I think probably a combination of a couple of things. I thought they, again, carried on very well with the bat. They played nicely. Jesse Ryder, what a game he's had. He batted beautifully there, I thought. And to be honest, we stuck to our guns for the most part. We kept him at sort of 2-3 runs and over for most of the innings, but the wickets in hand and the way Jesse paced his innings meant they could just get away from us in that last sort of, I guess, hour or so to post a decent score. And we just didn't look as effective as they did with the ball, I must say. As much as we tried and tried and tried, things just didn't go our way. But like they have done all year, they kept at it and kept at it. And then I thought it was pleasing to see some sort of fight carry on with the bat this time round.
It's such a shame, really, because that terrific record of maximum bowling points from every match has gone, really. But it was tough out there.
Yeah, but believe it or not, there's 28 consecutive games up to now that the guys have managed those maximum, points. So in the bowling, so it's going to come to the end at some point. Often throughout the season, I've sat back and I've watched players score runs against us, and I must say that Jesse's 100 was a terrific knock, and he paced it really well. The support he had from the other end was great, and I thought they did exactly what they've needed to do this game to give themselves a chance of getting promoted.
I thought David Masters played very well. I know Monty Panesar will get, if you like, the headlines lower down because he got 30-odd, but I mean, I thought Masters played a crucial part there.
Yeah, he did. He sort of weathered the storm, and the guys went quite hard at him early. He played and missed a bit early, but he got through that and batted well with Jesse. And then Jesse looks like he knows what he's doing with the tailenders as well. I thought he manipulated the strike really well, and our bowlers were getting tired by then. I want to pay tribute to Charlie Morris in particular for just running in all day like he did. I think he ticked over his 500th over in this game in the championship, and so did Jack Chantry. So in terms of effort, I find it very hard to criticise the guys. They've worked their tails off even in this game.
No criticism at all, but I'm asking you really, as a bowling coach, so I generally don't know the answer. We had a situation there where Moeen and Brett each took a wicket in successive overs, and then both were taken off, which seemed a bit odd to us in the commentary box. We thought, well, obviously they're on the McInroads here.
That was first thing this morning. Well, basically what we decided with the overhead conditions and the way the wicket played, if we could get to that new ball as quickly as possible, and start trying to make some inroads, because we set ourselves a challenge of maybe trying to keep them under 300. We thought the best way was to get through those 10 overs quickly by using spin. Despite the fact they got wickets, we still wanted to get to that new ball and see if that could create some breakthroughs and carry on the work that they did with those couple of wickets. But unfortunately, it didn't quite go to plan.
347 in arrears then. It looked a long way back from there. You lost Richard Oliver early on. Darryl and Moeen hung around for a while, then Darryl, of course, was out. It's, if you like, a credit to the batting lineup that in years gone by, I suspect we could easily have been talking about 6 or 7 down tonight, possibly.
Yeah, definitely. When you're so far behind the game, it can be often hard to get back. But I thought Mo in particular played nicely. So did Tom Fell. It still wasn't easy. It looked like they got the new ball to do a little bit. And I get the impression there at the end, they've just started trying to get that ball to reverse swing a little bit. A few throws going into the dirt, and Napier coming back on and bowling with Monty. Looks like they're trying to reverse swing it. So I think tomorrow morning will be challenging again. There's no doubt we're absolutely up against it. But like these guys have done all year, and like you said, we wouldn't have seen maybe 2 or 3 years ago, they'll fight to the bitter end no matter what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. So if you can get it, if we're talking at this time tomorrow night and there's still something in the game, we'll all be very happy, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll do our best to fight hard and try and salvage this game. Anything can happen. We saw that against Surrey last week. Anything's possible in the game of cricket. So I think if the guys just believe and turn up here tomorrow as positive as they can be, play their natural games, and carry on in the form they showed tonight, then you never know what might happen.